This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. C-D-A-L-I. All right, well, I tell you guys everything. All right, so I'm back in Vegas, back in Las Vegas, and it was a fantastic trip going to Minneapolis. It was great. There was something called Minnehaha Falls. I think I'm pronouncing that right. I don't know if you guys have ever been to Minneapolis in Minnesota. By the way, my son calls it Minnesoda. M-I-N-I-S-O-D-A. I've never seen that. I told my kid, you know, I was on the, you know, on the runway. And he's like, in Vegas or Minnesota? He's like, well, Minnesota. I was like, oh, that's so cute. Minnesota. I would have never thought that. You know? Anyway, I know people out there thought Rhode Island was an actual island. So it's okay. It's really, really cool. It's okay. It's okay. I mean, I still don't understand a TV or a computer, so who am I to talk and act like I'm all smart? But anyway, I don't know if you've ever been to Minnesota. It's, you know, Midwest. You got hills. You got a lot of trees. And, I mean, it rained a lot. Apparently, it snowed a few days back. And so when I was there, there was, like, this big, huge, you know, tsunami rain. The Minnesotans, they're like, oh, this is just drizzle. Meaning from Vegas, I was driving my rental car. I was in a minivan. The minivan ended up being cheaper than the other cars. I am slipping and sliding on the highway, and there was like some construction going on the 35, and the lanes to me were kind of tiny. I mean, I'm used to Vegas, the lanes being really wide. So if I have to swerve, you know, to pick up my French fry that dropped on the bottom of the car, you know, because 3 second rule, I'm still pretty much in my lane. But man, I'm driving between two big trucks, and I love my truckers out there, but dang, they were sandwiching me in the rain. And then when it rains really, really hard, you have the backsplash from the trucks. And so I still haven't figured out, maybe truckers out there could tell me, where should I drive in relationship to your car's tushy? Okay, sorry, your car's tushy. Where should I place my tushy, which is big, when it compares to you? So what happened is, I mean, it was like some real bad driving conditions for me. For Minnesotans, like I said, it was drizzle, no big deal. But for me, I mean, we're talking, you know, gallons and gallons of rain just, you know, pouring on the road, and I was only going like 35, 45 miles an hour on the highway. So, you know how you drive faster, so the rain seems to be hitting you faster? No, I was driving slow, and it was like, you know, major rainstorm. So I got behind the truck, and I kept getting splattered, and my windshield wipers weren't working fast enough. I'm like, you know, should I stick my hand out there? You know, what? I can't windshield wipe my own, you know, window. So then I decided to get to the right of one of the trucks, right backside. That didn't work. There was twice, and I went to the left. You'd think if the right didn't work, the left wouldn't work either. But I was thinking, well, maybe, you know, it'll time perfectly with my windshield wipers. And it didn't. So then, you know what I realized is I need to just pass the trucker. But I don't like doing that. I don't want to sit there and race and speed up. I was not going to speed up past 45 miles an hour on the highway in that kind of rain. Everybody else was. You know, so I decided to pass the trucker because I'm like, look, you know, I just can't see. It's just a lot of water. You know, I love you guys. I love you guys. But your trucks, you know, they really, really cause, you know, a lot of mayhem when it comes to precipitation. So I go to the left. Rather than passing on the right, I pass on the left. Well, the visibility was maybe only a few feet. And maybe about, you know, a minute or two in, I started to see the white diamond on the street. So that means I was in a carpool lane. First of all, what did white diamond mean carpool. Okay, I took my driver's test back in the 80s. We didn't have white diamonds or carpool lanes, so I better not get pulled over for not knowing that, because white diamond, that's something you guys made up. You pulled that out of your butts. Whoever, you know, runs the streets or the driver's ed classes, you pulled that out of your retroperitoneum, decide to test us for it, and now all of a sudden, we're all in violation of a carpool lane rule. And somebody could say, with Dr. Dahlia, you should have read the sign. You couldn't read the sign. You couldn't read the sign because, one, the visibility was only about 5 feet. Number two is, I was sandwiched between two trucks, so I can't see signs. And every time I tried to speed up, there was another car slowing down. So while doing all this driving, you know, I came to realize that I should have Ubered. You know, Uber and Lyft, what they provide you, despite what people say about safety and, you know, whatever, is they're locals. Who better than to drive your stupid butt, right, across a highway in hurricane conditions, then to me it was a hurricane, than somebody who's, you know, from the Minnesota state, what the state of 10,000 lakes. So anyway, so then I saw GCN Studio, fantastic, hung out with the guys, Daniel, Jason, Brad, Lee, Ted Anderson, everybody was really, really awesome, John, everybody was there, really, really cool. So after I did my show, I left. Then hubby and I went to the Minnehaha Falls. There's like a 53-foot waterfall just in the middle of the city. I don't know. I thought the Midwest was flat. And I'm like, wait a second. So I'm thinking I have to drive hours away towards Canada to get to this nature thing. And I'm driving, and we're Google mapping, and they're like, oh, you know, you're about 5 minutes away. I'm like, 5 minutes away? We're in the middle of Minneapolis, St. Paul. Where is there supposed to be a 50-foot drop? And I'm driving, I don't see anything. You know, I saw Dunkin' Donuts, you know, saw some grocery stores, saw Best Buy. I guess Best Buy has their headquarters there. Regis Corp has their headquarters. Saw a bunch of corporations. And I'm like, okay, I see buildings and I see suits. I don't see waterfalls. You really don't see that. Well, all of a sudden, we park in a park, because that's what Google told us, and the guy goes, yeah, the waterfall's over there. And I'm looking at, all I see is park. So I'm walking, I'm hearing water, and then you look down. And there's like a waterfall. You're like, oh, God! So it's pretty cool. So anyway, Minnesota, one of the most beautiful states I've seen. You got to check it out. And Minnehaha Falls. But Uber, don't drive yourself. 1-877-DOLLY. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So many of us are just still in shock with the Notre Dame Cathedral fire. An investigation has been launched. Authorities are still treating it as an accident. A lot of confusion as to what's going on. According to CNET, elements like firewalls and sprinkler systems were reportedly missing from the attic. And that's where the fire burned. And they said they were missing by choice. Apparently, electrical wiring reportedly wasn't allowed in the attic in order to preserve its original design and to protect the lead ceiling's timber support beams. Valerie Pecres,
the president of the Île-de-France region in which Paris lies, confirmed Tuesday that the fire was an accident, but officials have not elaborated on the exact cause. Paris police say it might have been linked to the $6.8 million renovation efforts that are currently underway. And I'm a little nervous about what we're going to be told in terms of the cause, because about a couple days ago they were talking about construction workers, that it could have been a construction worker that did this. And, I mean, I really, 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 really dig construction workers and roofers and, you know, all the people that, you know, help maintain our relics. And I don't want blame shifted to them until they know 1,000%. Meanwhile, there's a cathedral in New York that has been threatened by somebody that decided to walk in with gasoline cans. I'm going to talk to you about that in a second, but let's go back to the Notre Dame. So in the aftermath of the fire, French President Emmanuel Macron vowed to rebuild the landmark. Experts now plan to fortify what's left of the 850-year-old structure. 9 centuries. That blows my mind. Donations have already started coming in. Apparently it took 9 hours and more than 400 firefighters to bring the blaze under control and eventually put it out altogether. This is in the early hours of Tuesday. Thank God no deaths were reported. One firefighter, however, was seriously injured. You know, when you see something that old and that rich, you know, with history and with, you know, with God, you know, people ask, you know, what did it smell like? And I heard a reporter talk about the sweetness of the wood. There was like a sweet old wood smell to it. And I believe it, you know, it's crazy. The fire crews initially said that they may not be able to save them, but they were able to preserve the main structure, including the outer walls and the two bell towers. Photos from inside the cathedral show debris still smoldering around the altar. On Tuesday, apparently a tweet surfaced showing that the rooster from the iconic spire survived. Apparently, the rooster from the spire was a podcaster, I think, in France, was able to grab it and protect it. And I'm not really sure exactly what the story is, but, you know, some of the iconic things were saved. Now, you know, people have been talking about, was this, you know, sabotage? Was this, you know, did somebody get in there and start the fire? I was at the Notre Dame a couple years ago in the summer. And first, any cathedral, it's free to go into. We got there in early in the morning so we could avoid the lines. About 8 a.m., people said to get there early. So we got up early so we could go into the cathedral. And I think it opened at 8, if I remember correctly. And you pretty much got to walk all the way in. There were some areas cornered off, but it's a church. It's a place of worship. So you can go there and pray. And there wasn't really a lot of staff, wasn't really a lot of guards. And this was just days after somebody had been stabbing people that were standing in line. I don't know if you remember that a couple years ago. It was right after the Westminster Bridge tragedy. In England, a few days later, somebody was running around stabbing people in line for the Notre Dame, and he had gotten caught. So, you know, I was really surprised. Not as much security as I expected there to be. And then you go into the cathedral, and it's beautiful, but again, not a lot of security. So somebody did walk in and smoke or light up and flick it somewhere. The potential is there. But there's been talk that this was at some of the higher levels, the higher floors. Now, from what I understand, donors have been able to pull together nearly $1 billion for its rebuilding. However, we're being told that there's scammers now out there. And experts are now warning donors not to contribute to phony fundraisers. There's some real sick people out there. It blows my mind. They say the ashes have not even cooled yet, and global scam artists are already preying on donors who have pledged nearly $1 billion to restore the cathedral. And they say many online fundraisers are legitimate, but for almost every authentic effort to raise money for the cathedral's restoration, there's a crook seeking to capitalize on this. And so according to CBS News, security experts and nonprofits alike are issuing warnings to those who wish to contribute. They say these kinds of scams are proliferating globally. This is according to Alan Brill, a cyber risk expert at Kroll, which is a global consulting firm. He said, and the thing that's so depressing is the scammers are so good at taking advantage of tragedy that they have a playbook. So, there are no measures in place to prevent there being a phony site. So, you know, whenever there's a tragedy, you know, tsunami, hurricane, etc., I will donate to the American Red Cross. To me, I mean, I know the site. I'm comfortable with it. You know, you could text your donation, etc., and so I'm really comfortable with that. I'm not really sure who is leading the fundraising cause for this, but, I mean, somebody could say, oh, yeah, we are NotreDame.org. And you're like, oh, okay, well, if it's NotreDame.org, that's got to be verified. No, it's not always verified. I'm not saying that. That's just a random name. They said they could grab photos and videos from news sites anywhere and create a convincing site, and they could lie. The Better Business Bureau has also issued a warning, urging them to wait to donate until an official rebuilding fund is established. And that's the thing. I haven't, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I haven't heard of an official site. I know people have been pledging and money's been brought together. We've heard in the news that there's already $1 billion in donations. I'm just not sure where those are. So, be careful out there. Now, we talk about some sickos, okay? There's a man who I believe, let me see if I can pull this up. This guy is a real piece of work. There's somebody that decided to light up one of the, I'm sorry, let me pull this up. I believe it's a cathedral in New York. Let me pull up the name. Where they arrested somebody who decided to go in with gasoline and lighters to light up and set that church on fire. See, what happens is after a tragedy, people get an idea. And if they're really sick out there, they're going to try to make it happen. So this is St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York, and a man has been arrested in New York City after he tried to enter the cathedral with gas cans, triggering worries of a possible arson attempt. He's 37 years old. I don't believe we have the name yet. And officers arrested him after he entered the building with two gasoline cans, two bottles of lighter fluid, and butane lighters. The cathedral security officer stopped the man. He spilled some gasoline on the floor, so that alerted counterterrorism officers who were standing nearby. And amazing that counterterrorism people were that close to the church. An officer with the NYPD's Critical Response Command took the man, apparently into custody without incident. But here we go. His name is Mark Lamparella of Hasbrook Heights, New Jersey. And he said his basic story was he was cutting through the cathedral to get to Madison Avenue, and his car had run out of gas. But they took a look at the vehicle, and it was not out of gas. And that's when he was taken into custody. So he was going to cut through a cathedral. Okay, you can walk around the cathedral. You don't have to cut through. Really? And his car was out of gas. So, sources with knowledge of the investigation said the suspect was being treated as an emotionally disturbed person. And his intentions are not immediately clear, but when you come in there, and you're walking in there with, you know, butane lighters, that's a problem. Again, they say terrorism, it's too early to say if that was a motive. And that's the thing, everybody is being so careful about using the terrorism word. Even with Notre Dame, and you know, if it ends up being a terrorist attack, okay, I get it. You don't want to tell the media something before you have all the facts. But don't hide it and pretend like, you know, it was an accident, or don't blame it on somebody else like a roofer, right? What it wasn't, okay? Because we need to know if people are trying to light up our churches. But the fact that a counterterrorism expert was there already near a cathedral in our neck of the woods means maybe they're suspecting something with the Notre Dame. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At an event for wounded warriors, President Trump speaks about the Mueller report that was released earlier on Thursday.
I'm having a good day, too. It was called No Collusion, No Obstruction.
The president also says,
but I say it in front of my friends, this should never happen to another president again. This hoax, it should never happen to another president again.
The final report did say there's no clear evidence that President Trump committed obstruction of justice or collusion. The central United States is bracing for a large storm that'll bring lots of heavy rain, which raises flooding concerns in areas that are still recovering from previous flash floods. In addition, the National Weather Service is also warning folks to stay alert regarding tornadoes, which have already been sighted in Texas and Oklahoma, where they dealt with tornadoes already last week. The entire Mueller report is posted on our Facebook page at USA Radio. This is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ken here from the hit podcast, Today's Growth. Who would win a 3-mile bicycle race, an 11-year-old girl or last year's winner of the Tour de France? It all depends on the bicycle. It depends on their vehicle. Both on a 10-speed and the pro racer is going to win every time. But put the racer on a tricycle and the 11-year-old wins every time. You see, it's not the driver, it's the vehicle. When it comes to generating revenue, it's exactly the same. If you have a job or a small business, you are riding a tricycle. You can only go so fast. If you need to make up lost ground, it's not going to happen on a tricycle. No matter how fast you pedal, it's simply not going to win the race. Why do many people with no schooling and no advanced degree often become very wealthy? Simple. They choose to only ride 10 speeds. When it comes to helping people create their next revenue model, both Forbes and Inc. recommend Income Store as a can't-miss when it comes to putting people on a 10-speed. Could your household or business use an additional revenue model that doesn't solely depend on you? If so, you need to check out IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dr. Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, remember we told you about a bunch of doctors and medical professionals who were charged with illegal prescribing of more than 32 million pain pills? Well, now we're finding out that prosecutors are saying they traded sex for prescriptions. And there was a dentist who unnecessarily pulled teeth from patients to justify giving them opioids. 60 people now have been indicted, including 31 doctors, 7 pharmacists, and 8 nurse practitioners, as well as 7 other licensed medical professionals.
And they say the charges stem from the government's largest illegal opioid takedown. It involves more than 350,000 illegal prescriptions written in Alabama, Kentucky, Louisiana, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, and West Virginia, according to indictments unsealed in a federal court in Cincinnati. And according to the Assistant Attorney General, Brian Benskowski, he said that is the equivalent of one opioid dose for every man, woman, and child in the region. I know, I said dose. I know, Sorry. Opioid dose. It's because opioid. There was the oi in the opioid. Then I was like, dose. Anyway, they say if these medical professionals behave like drug dealers, you can rest assured that the Justice Department are going to treat them like drug dealers. So the charges include unlawful distribution or dispensing of controlled substances by a medical professional and healthcare fraud. Each count carries a maximum 20-year prison sentence. Many of the defendants face multiple counts. One doctor in Tennessee is charged in connection with an overdose death caused by opioids. So he's now in trouble for somebody dying. The indictments are part of a broader effort by the Justice Department to combat this, you know, pain pill epidemic. Now, they say a pain pill epidemic claimed the lives of nearly 218,000 Americans between 1999 and 2017, according to the CDC. Now, I need some clarification. Are these really opioid deaths by pain pills? Or are they opioid deaths from fentanyl and heroin illegally obtained? I'd like to know the difference. Over the past 2 years, Justice Department officials say they've targeted doctors, healthcare companies, drug manufacturers, and distributors for the roles of the epidemic. They say last year the department charged 162 people, including 76 doctors, for their roles in prescribing and distributing opioids and other dangerous narcotics. So, apparently, Benskowski, he's pretty busy. He created the Appalachian Regional Prescription Opioid Strike Force. Ooh, strike force makes it sound meaner than task force. Task force, you're like, all right, you got a task to do. But strike force means somebody's getting struck. And apparently he created this last year to target the region. Apparently the Appalachians have been devastated by the epidemic, not necessarily in the mountains, but you know. And the department analyzed several databases to identify suspicious prescribing activity and then sent 14 prosecutors to 11 federal districts there. And they say the opioid epidemic is the deadliest drug crisis in American history, and Appalachia has suffered the consequences more than perhaps any other region. So if there was a suspicious prescription, investigators used confidential informants and undercover agents to infiltrate the medical offices. Cameras, tape recorders were rolling, and they documented how medical professionals used their licenses to peddle highly addictive opioids in exchange for cash and sex. They say in one case, the doctor operated a pharmacy in his office just outside the exam room. Patients could fill their prescriptions for opioids immediately after receiving cursory exams, according to the Justice Department. So the exam was kind of halfway, and then he went and told them they could get their narcotic. In another, they say patients consented to having their teeth pulled so they could obtain opioid prescriptions from a dentist and then pay cash. Then they said a number of cases, doctors across the region traded prescriptions for oxycodone and hydrocodone for sexual favors. Some physicians instructed their patients to fill multiple prescriptions at different pharmacies. Prosecutors also documented how patients traveled to multiple states to see different doctors so they could collect them and then fill numerous prescriptions. Dayton, Ohio has been hit really hard. They say there's a doctor who had the state's highest number of controlled substances, was charged with operating a pill mill, and that in that area, 1.7 million pills were distributed between October 15th and October 2017. Then there was a doctor in Tennessee who called himself Rock Doc. Now, Rock Doc allegedly prescribed dangerous combos of opioids and benzos, sometimes in exchange for sexual favors. This is such a no-no. This is so, such a, I mean, if I went to medical school and I heard people were doing that, I would be afraid to go into medicine. I mean, that is such a no-no. Over the course of the 3 years, prosecutors say he prescribed a 500,000 hydrocodone pills, 300,000 oxycodone pills, 1,500 fentanyl patches, and more than 600,000 benzodiazepines. Now, in Alabama, a doctor allegedly recruited prostitutes and other young women to become patients at his clinic, allowed them to use drugs at his home, and he had a concierge fee of $600 per year to be one of his patients. Okay. Before I want to talk about concierge in a second. Another doctor in Kentucky prescribed painkillers to his Facebook friends. They would come to his home, pick up their prescriptions in exchange for cash. An orthopedic surgeon in West Virginia allegedly wrote fraudulent prescriptions for pain pills in the name of a relative and a stolen driver's license from a colleague. Prosecutors say a nurse filled out phony prescriptions for oxycodone in her name and in the names of others to obtain pills for themselves. So, the opioid indictments come, obviously, at a time where this is a real, real, you know, raw issue. But see, this is what bothers me, all right? And this is what kind of concerns me, all right? This stuff is bad. I mean, the things that allegedly these doctors did are bad. The only thing I want to caution is when people say, oh, man, 200,000 pills were prescribed by that doctor in 3 years. Okay, well, let's kind of do the math. Okay, so let's say, you know, you have a lot of patients that are older and their kidneys can't tolerate the anti-inflammatories. So let's say you take 200,000 and you divide it into three to see what he does per year. So that's 66,000 prescriptions per year. Let's divide that into 12 months. That's 5,000, or pills. These are 5,555 pills a month. Let's say he works 20 days a month. If you divide that by 20, that is 277 pills being prescribed a day. Well, let's say he has 30, he sees 30 patients a day. And 20 of them need a pain pill. If you divide that by 20, those are prescriptions for 13 tablets. You see, it doesn't sound that bad then. So I'm a little nervous when I hear in the news, they go, oh man, hundreds of thousands of pills were written. Well, we just calculated it down. If he saw 20 people and gave them a prescription for only 13 tablets, you know, if he saw, let's say, 30, 40 a day, and 20 of them needed some sort of pain pill, or let's cut that out, 10 people got a prescription for 25, 26 pills. How many people see, on an average day, 5 to 10 people who need a narcotic or benzodiazepine? And let's say he also works on Saturday. That number isn't that striking. You know, they were talking about a pharmacy that they had to close down because it gave out like a million pills in a year. Well, if it's the pharmacy in a city, when you actually look, that means, you know, they had 20, 30 people come to that pharmacy needing a prescription filled that day. Many pharmacies fill thousands of prescriptions a day. So we got to be careful with that. And same thing with the concierge. When you have a concierge doctor, they're at your beck and call. You pay a fee of $600 or $1,200 a year, $2,000 a year, $2,500 a year. And then let's say you do have chronic pain issues. You won't get your prescription. So they got to be careful twisting that. But these other people who, you know, traded sex and had you pull out your teeth, that's sick. 1-877-DOCDELLY.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
All right. Yeah. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia today's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, no, I have not read the Mueller report in full. Apparently, the special counsel's findings has now been released. And I believe the public can access it. There's a website. If I find it, I'll post it. It's kind of long, but I guess the inquiry lays bare what the special counsel and the U.S. intelligence agencies have described. And it was apparently exonerating, in a way, Trump from, you know, colluding with the Russians. For most of us that see bigger fish to fry, and we are really, really worried about the things going on in this world, I look at a lot of what's been going on in terms of trying to impeach Trump and, you know, accuse him of colluding and all that to be, you know, huge distractions. And I get, we don't want corrupt, you know, in government. I get that. And if somebody thinks he got away with something, I see why there's this passion, you know, to do something. But I just don't think that's the primary goal. I don't think it's, you know, people trying to, you know, find the right, you know, out of what was wrong. It's they're always on the offensive. And, you know, keeping somebody you don't like, that one who you're so mad about winning, on the defensive is a it's a strategy. And so, you know, I will read the Mueller report. I'm worried about health care. I'm worried about national security. I'm worried about, you know, the next election and the economy. And so, you know, if I, you know, thought that there was a lot of corrupt, you know, activities that happened putting somebody in power, I would be upset. Do I think that there's a lot of, you know, money that's involved in campaigns? And do I think there's a lot of favors? Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, the Clintons were found guilty of that. I mean, my gosh, you know, Bill Clinton was even impeached, you know, because of the whole thing with, you know, Monica Lewinsky and all that. It was a distraction. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. I don't want to look stupid, and I don't want to look weak to other countries. Right? We got Kim Jong-un, you know, testing missiles, and, you know, we got people just watching and waiting for a weak moment. Right? Whether they want to hack into our system, whether they want to, you know, attack us, whether they want to, you know, take over our economy, I don't know. But I think we need to not be doing all this stupid stuff. I mean, the headlines, all about this Mueller report. And I mean, the Russians are probably laughing. This is what we're spending our time on. Congress has vowed to still try and impeach and go after Trump. When are we working on what needs to be worked on? I mean, you know, we have Bernie Sanders here wanting Medicare for all. Let's say Bernie Sanders wins. By the way, he is in the lead. Apparently, he has done amazing first quarter fundraising. He's beaten out Kamala Harris, O'Rourke, Pete Buttigieg, I can't pronounce that right, Elizabeth Warren, Cory Booker. I mean, he's done pretty amazing. Apparently, he's raised $18.2 million in the first quarter. And that's from 525,000 donors. He also transferred in another $2.5 million. And apparently, he has a lot of small donor numbers. That brought in about $15.3 million, with people giving under $200 each. Kamala Harris has come in second with fundraising. FEC filing reported more than $12 million. Her campaign has been really, really strong. And Joe Biden hasn't really announced yet. People have already been attacking Joe Biden, you know, because of the hair sniffing and, you know, some weird things that he's done. But, you know, once he throws his name in, I'm sure he's going to get a lot of money. But let's say Bernie Sanders wins. Bernie Sanders wants Medicare for all. Is Congress looking at how that would work? Is Congress looking at how that won't bankrupt the system? I mean, already Medicare is lacking enough funds. How do you give Medicare for all? Is anybody, you know, going, look, if Bernie Sanders, you know, I mean, you know, the Democrats control the House. rather than, you know, I mean, if they really want to look ahead, this is, okay, if I was a politician, okay, I would be already setting up. I would be, you know, already organizing how I would look at discriminatory line. I would already be, you know, be placing where things need to be placed so that when a big decision comes around, like, you know, voters deciding what they want in terms of, you know, presidency, I would say, look, this is how it would look. So, for example, if I was a Democrat and I was in control of the House and we had this big election coming up and your front runner is talking about Medicare for all, I would say, hey, guys, let's spend the weekend hashing that out, seeing how we can make that work so we could give a visual to the American people. Right now, you know, Bernie Sanders saying Medicare for all, it just sounds like a soundbite. Why don't we, in our, you know, in our time, rather than spending all this time, you know, going through a Mueller report, why don't we show, because that, the Mueller, nobody's going to change your mind about Trump. Whoever is pro-Trump is going to still vote for Trump in 2020. Whoever's anti-Trump is going to vote against him. You really don't have a lot of people on the fence. And the Mueller report's not going to do that. They're not. Either you like Trump or you don't. So instead, start being proactive. Start building. Rather than taking down, if you want to be on the offensive, bring something to the table. Just attacking the other side of the table doesn't get you anywhere. So show what Medicare for All would look like. Now, my guess is there's a few reasons why they haven't done that. One is, I don't think the Democratic House is a fan of Bernie Sanders. I mean, they backed Hillary. Backing Bernie could be a slap in the Clinton's face. Number two, maybe they realize that's a stupid idea. That Medicare for All will not work. So let Bernie Sanders say whatever. Hopefully the American people are, you know, naive enough to believe that that'll work. And we'll just, you know, distract everybody with the attacks and using the Mueller report to flog Trump up his backside. You see? So, I mean, you know, the Democrats were voting into the House for a reason. So, all right, fix health care. Show us what you're going to do for national security. How are you going to increase employment? You know, for lower income families, how are you going to better the education? What are you doing to show that your taking over the House was a good thing? But they think their constituents just want Trump bashing. Everybody says the Democrats are going to win in 2020. I, you know, for psychologically, no, show us what you've done. I mean, Trump is going to be able to show that the economy is better. People are doing well. A lot better than they were during the Obama administration. That's what he's going to bring to the table. What have the Democrats done in the last now year as they've controlled House? The House. Well, not the last year. They just started, I should say. Show us what you want to do. Instead, we have Ocasio scaring away Amazon. We have these green deals. We have, I mean, let's be realistic and do little bits, little small meaningful bits. If I was a Democrat, I would do a bipartisan health care bill and go, look, we fixed Obamacare. Now the Republicans don't have to tear it down. You see what happens when you vote us in? That's what I would do if I was a Democrat in the House. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.